We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty. Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply cannot imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, eco-friendly viewers. Thank you for your company today on Northway News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television is 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Aster 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 66 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. Now joining us in Dominican Republic with the following new additions. Interior El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on Division Vision. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. And in Provincia Maria Trinidad Sanchez, Channel 85 on TDN.
In Cameroon, Channel 26 in Bemenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 40 in Limbe and Environs on SiatSat. Channel 56 in Douala on Vision Cable TV. Channel 57 in Bouy on Medium Network Service or MNS.
And Channel 23 in Kumba on Siat Kumba.
In Bogota, Colombia, Bella Vista, Noroccidental, La Estrada, La Estradita, Ciudad Honda, and Bosca Popular. Channel 16 on Parabolica, Bella Vista. In Villa Mayor and Aladenos, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudad de la Ciudad Tunnel, Channel 31 on Asa Parabolica Tunnel Cable Company. In Localidad Engativa, UPZ, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia. Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, La Nueva, San Francisco, and Aborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5, La Celera. Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos. Channel 41 on Tele Unidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litema.
In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy 1, 2, and 3. Paraíso, Casablanca 32 and 33. Urbanización 25, 26, and 27. Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa 10 Barrios. Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. And in Ciudad Bolivar. Channel 73 on TV Uva La Estancia.
In Paraguay in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Vision. In Santa Rosa de la Guerrai, Channel 21 on Cable Vision. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tipiracua Cable Company. And in Orqueta, Channel 32 on Demoa SAA. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. in Formosa or Taiwan, channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom on Green Island, channel 61 on Huanyu Cable, in Taipei City, channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV, in Taipei County, channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, and channel 95 on Yongja Lo Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV, in Gaosen County, channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV, in Yilan County, channel 95 on Union Cable TV, in Hualien County, channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV, and Hualien Cable TV, in Panghu County, channel 03 on Panghu Cable TV, in Dinman County, channel 102 on Mingchen Cable TV, in Taitung County, channel 106 on Tongkai Cable TV, in Chai County, channel 97 on Kaohsiung Cable TV, and in Puzi City, channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV, in Chiayi City, channel 97 on CYCC ATV Cable Company, in Yulin County, channel 108 in Doliu Township on Xialian Cable TV, and channel 108 on Yongchang Township on Peikang Cable TV, in Mongolia, in Khod Province, channel 21 on Han Altea Cable TV, in Edenet City, channel 26 on Ta Tango Cable TV, and channel 50 on Himera Cable TV, in Sukhbatur Siling Province, channel 30 on Mini Mongols, in the Han Uls Province, channel 8 on the Han Broadcasting System, channel 44 on Tha Cable Company, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar Supervisions, channel 47, and Orange Cable Company's channel 65, channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolia Digital Broadcasting, in Bayanzug and Han Ul District, channel 25 on Himar Cable TV, in Hotel on channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin, in Underhan City in Khanty Province, channel 23 on Sunbank Company, in Sanchen City in Gunhab Province, channel 25 on Sun Power Company, in Germany in parts of Schleswig-Holstein, in Hamburg on Wilhelm Tell, and in Hamburg on Willy Tell using channel search for Supreme Master TV, in the Netherlands, channel 30 on Raycam Cable Network, in Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the European Union donates 21 million euros to the Palestinian Authority. In environmental news, over 7,000 people have been benefited by a Brazilian inventor's solar heater made from recycled plastic bottles. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment featuring Ms. Tracy McWhirter, an American nutritionist who has been interviewed in many leading media about her advocacy of the plant-based diet. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, June 14, is the birthday of renowned Chinese pianist Mr. Lang Lang, born in 1982 in Shenyang, China. He gave his first public recital at age 5. Mr. Lang became known internationally at 17 years of age after his outstanding performance playing the first Tchaikovsky piano concerto with the Chicago Symphony in the United States in 1999. He later performed at the prestigious Carnegie Hall in the US in 2001. His album Memory, containing compositions from Mozart, Chopin and Schumann, was number one on the American Billboard magazine classical chart. In 2004, Mr. Lang was appointed a United Nations Children's Fund or UNICEF Goodwill Ambassador. He also started the Lang Lang International Music Foundation in 2008 to help encourage young musicians and to raise funds for humanitarian relief. Our sincere thankfulness, Mr. Lang Lang, for sharing your amazing musical gifts and caring spirit. May you have a very happy birthday with heaven's blessings.
Flying news. China floods claim at least 155 lives. The Chinese government reported on Saturday, June 12th, that abnormally heavy seasonal flooding across 21 provinces has caused at least 155 fatalities, with 1.3 million people, especially in the southeast, who have been uprooted as 140,000 homes collapsed and 2 million hectares of crops were affected. The intense rains that began in April have caused nearly all of China's major rivers to swell, with some regions seeing the highest water levels in over a decade. As of Friday, June 11th, direct economic losses have reached $6.5 billion, an amount that is nearly four times higher than the previous year. The Office of State Flood Control and Drought Relief Headquarters has called for officials to monitor and assist in managing regional water levels.
Conveying her deep sorrow and prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai requested that our association members please go and offer help to those most in need, saying that financial assistance is available if necessary. Our appreciation, Chinese officials, for your safety measures, as we also send thanks to Supreme Master Qinghai for her unconditional care extended to the vulnerable. With our sympathies for those who lost loved ones, we pray for the stability of the flood-affected Chinese people and that humanity's gentler ways reduce such weather extremities as these.
Earthquakes jolt Japan, New Caledonia, Indonesia, and India. Early on Saturday, June 12th, Japan's Bonin Islands were shaken by a series of earthquakes measuring 5.5, 5.4, and 4.7 respectively on the Richter scale. Later that day, a 5.0 quake occurred in the Loyalty Islands of the French territory of New Caledonia. Another tremor of 5.0 magnitude also rattled the Indonesian island of Sulawesi on Saturday, striking 35 kilometers northeast of Palu. While early on Sunday, a powerful 7.5 magnitude quake struck in the Indian Ocean near the northwest tip of Indonesia's Sumatra Island and India's Nicobar Islands with tremors that were felt for up to 20 seconds, triggering panic among residents.
A tsunami warning was issued for India, with a watch for Indonesia, Sri Lanka, Myanmar, Thailand, and Malaysia, all of which were later lifted. There were thankfully no casualties or major damage in any of these events. We thank heaven for the safety of the affected residents and pray that such potential disasters are alleviated as humanity's lifestyles of greater kindness help restore our planetary balance.
Afghan military completes humanitarian mission. Members of the Afghan National Army Air Corps participated in a first-ever aid mission as they traveled to a local school and personally handed out supplies, including backpacks, notebooks, and sports equipment to approximately 600 disadvantaged students, while giving blankets to the teachers and community elders. These efforts are part of a larger goal to bring hope and enhance stability among the Afghan people by promoting endeavors of peace, with next missions that will include distribution of humanitarian aid to remote areas only accessible through aircraft. Our appreciation and Allah bless the Afghan National Army Air Corps for your kind efforts of giving to fellow citizens in need. May such promising steps lead to a harmonious future for all the good-hearted Afghan people.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Swiss solar cell inventor honored with the 2010 Millennium Technology Prize. Awarded biennially by the Technology Academy Finland, the Millennium Technology Prize is the world's largest technology accolade. The prize was established in 2004 by then Prime Minister of Finland, Paavo Lipponen.
This prize is something that is not only about technology, it is about innovations for the benefit of mankind. Like environment, climate, social problem solving. We want to play an even bigger role in solving problems of sustainability, climate change. Global warming has been recognized as a very, very urgent problem. Taking immediate action is important.
This year's prize went to Professor Michael Gratzel, Director of the Laboratory of Photonics and Interfaces, or EPFL, in Switzerland, for his invention of his low-cost dye-sensitized solar cell, also known as the dye solar cell, or DSC, or Gratzel cell, with a photosynthesis-like process that could lead to large-scale solutions such as electricity-generating windows and mobile solar panels.
Finnish President Tarja Halonen presented him with the 800,000 euro grand prize, as well as the Crystal Tip Millennium Trophy, Peak, on Friday, June 11th, at the Grand Award Ceremony at the Finnish National Opera, Helsinki. Professor Gratzel explained that his innovation was born of the critical need to reverse global warming.
Unless we can develop sustainable energy resources, the planet will face a severe emergency. And so we have to provide solar conversion systems.
The other two 2010 Millennium Laureates, Professor Sir Richard Friend of England's University of Cambridge and Professor Stephen Ferber of the University of Manchester, were each awarded €150,000 and peak trophies for their innovations in plastic electronics and ARM microprocessors, respectively.
Our sincere congratulations, Mr. Paavo Lipponen, Professor Sir Richard Friend, and Professor Stephen Ferber on your remarkable award-winning achievements. We look forward to seeing many more such forward-thinking contributions that benefit humankind and the world.
Cuban paraplegic Ariel Sigler Amaya freed. Following talks between Cuban President Raul Castro and a Catholic Church delegation, the Cuban government released Mr. Sigler, leader of the Independent Alternative Option Movement, who was first detained in March 2003. He was sent via ambulance to his home, where he was welcomed by his family. We are glad to know of your freedom, Mr. Sigler, wishing you a smooth recuperation and flourishing health in the loving company of family and friends.
Anna Singaporean woman returns winning ticket worth thousands. As she left work, 65-year-old Singaporean madam Ong Mi Kyok found a winning ticket stub for a first prize of about $7,000. However, instead of cashing it in, she called the local daily newspaper Lianghe Wangbao to find a way to return the ticket to its owner. Madam Ong, who earns a modest income of $427 a month as a coffee shop cleaner, said, "I feel we shouldn't be too greedy. This ticket doesn't belong to me." Since her story appeared in the Lianghe Wangbao newspaper, no one has yet claimed the ticket. We respectfully laud you, Madam Ong, for your integrity and uplifting values. May your life be graced with the same kindness and consideration that you so generously offer to the world.
Save Our Planet, United Nations Climate Change Talks held in Bonn. From May 31st to June 11th, approximately 4,500 participants met in subsidiary groups of the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change for further discussions leading up to the major December conference in Cancun, Mexico. Supreme Master Television's correspondent brought this report from Bonn, Germany.
We are here in Bonn, Germany, where delegates of more than 180 countries convened for a new round of climate change talks. Focuses included emissions reduction commitments of industrialized countries, building the capacity of developing countries to measure emissions from deforestation and others.
While commending the progress made in initial sessions, UNFCCC Executive Secretary Ivo de Boer highlighted the necessity of continuing intense negotiation efforts.
The fact remains that industrialized country pledges fall well short of that -25% to -40% range the IPCC says gives us a 50% chance to keep global temperature increase below 2 degrees. Take all current pledges and plans from all countries, and we still won't stop emissions growing in the next 10 years.
Members of the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association also joined to advocate the fastest, most effective measure to stop global warming and organic vegan diet and policy.
Going vegan is definitely one of the solutions, and what you are doing is providing true information.
Delegates received informative SOS flyers and enjoyed free vegan food, while international media groups also showed interest in our association's activities.
No meat, no animal, very good.
Very nice, thank you. I like it. Can I have it back? Thank you.
In Copenhagen, I have to say, you guys did a great service in providing sandwiches to people.
Conference participants shared their thoughts on the plant-based diet solution to climate change.
By adopting a vegetarian regime, you can contribute to help the planet.
I'm a vegan, and I've been very impressed by the impact on my personal health, but also, perhaps even more importantly, is the impact of a vegan diet on the planet.
I dream a world where eating animals finishing, because we can obtain the same protein or same energy we need from vegetable. You know, killing animal is a very heavy responsibility. And I think there will be a world that will stop on that.
This is Supreme Master Television, reporting from Bonn, Germany.
We thank all the delegates and media involved in the summit for your concerted efforts to save our planet. Blessed be such committed endeavors in bringing meaningful outcomes for all nations, especially the much-needed organic vegan food policy.
It says no animal, yes. No? Yes, thanks very much.
Be veg, go green, and save the planet.
Be veg, go green, save the planet.
Be veg, go green, and save the planet.
Be veg, go green, and save the planet.
Be veg, go green, save the planet.
Supreme Master Ching Hai has long urged government leadership to halt livestock emissions as the best way to cool the planet, as in this March 2009 video conference in Mexico.
I suggest all world leaders and governments to please promote the animal-free lifestyle and quick so that we can save our planet. We have not too much time left. This is no longer even about politics. It's about survival of ourselves and our children. If all governments encourage people toward the healthy animal-free diet, the planet could be saved in no time. The government must make a priority, saving the planet. Organic vegan farming subsidized.
Save our planet. Marine conservation groups call for end to bluefin tuna fishing. With overfishing having caused at least 85% reduction in bluefin tuna populations in the Mediterranean, the European Union Fisheries Commissioner Maria Damanaki banned commercial fishing of the endangered species 5 days early after allocated fishing quotas were exhausted. Organizations such as Greenpeace International and Sea Shepherd Conservation Society stationed their vessels in the Mediterranean to help save the species from further demise through illegal fishing. On board the Rainbow Warrior, Greenpeace International Oceans campaigner Oliver Knowles stated, "Bluefin tuna is on the brink of extinction, and fishing should never have taken place this year." Scientists have shown that the only appropriate fishing quota for bluefin tuna is zero. With the World Wildlife Fund, or WWF, also warning of the species' extinction by 2012 if fisheries are not closed.
Three-quarters of the tuna is taken illegally. And so our vessel, the Steve Irwin, is in the Mediterranean, and we're targeting those illegal operations.
The bluefin tuna is a migratory fish which, like all marine wildlife, helps balance the oceans and ultimately our planet.
Fish and other living things in the ocean are more important being a part of that diversity than they are being on our dinner plate. And that if we destroy the fishes, we destroy the sea. And if we destroy the sea, we destroy the life support system for ourselves.
Our earnest appreciation, Captain Watson, Sea Shepherd Conservation Society, and Greenpeace International, for your courageous dedication to protecting the vulnerable bluefin tuna. Let us join in respecting the lives of our marine co-inhabitants for the thriving of all beings on Earth.
Save our planet. Six Nobel Peace Prize laureates call on Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper to include climate change on the agenda of the approaching G20 summit in Toronto, Canada, warning of the danger of planetary warming to the world's environment, economy, and security.
Save our planet. Utrecht University researchers in the Netherlands estimate that shrinking glaciers in the Himalayas and their effect on river basins in India, Pakistan, Nepal, Bangladesh, Bhutan, and China will cause food scarcity for 60 million people in the next few decades.
How are you, friends? I'm Sia the Squirrel, one of the stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Noble Wilds, and I live a compassionate lifestyle with an animal-free diet. Would you like to hear a tip about an environment-saving gift? Giving a tree is a nice possibility. Be sure the recipient has a yard or garden with sufficient space and enough time to nurture a healthy tree. Choose a variety that is native to the area and will grow well at your friend's place. Also, along with the tree, provide caretaking instructions as part of the present. Growing trees makes the whole world a more verdant place. Thank you for your attention, and thanks a lot for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Here's the weather around our beautiful globe.
In humanitarian news, the European Union donates 21 million euros to the Palestinian Authority. The funds, directed through the European Union's Palestinian-European Mechanism for the Administration of Socioeconomic Support, will assist in the payment of salaries and pensions of more than 80,000 civil servants and pensioners. It is the European Union's fifth contribution in 2010 to the Palestinian Authority in this area. Our earnest appreciation and heaven bless you, European Union, for your very dedicated commitment to the Palestinian people. May all countries assist each other in bringing about a secure and flourishing life for each individual.
In environmental news, a Brazilian inventor's solar heater invention benefits many. More than 13,000 people in the nation are using solar heaters modelled after the one constructed by Mr. Jose Alano in 2002 from used plastic bottles and cartons. In the state of Paraná, government-sponsored workshops have been held to help people in making their own. The innovation not only reduces energy costs, but also promotes the recycling of plastic bottles. Mr. Alano, who is now working on a multifunctional bed to assist people with disabilities, said, "I don't consider myself an inventor. I am just a citizen trying to find solutions to problems." Bravo, Mr. Jose Alano, on your sustainable heater and dedication to improving the lives of others. We wish you much success in your future creations. Ahead on Noteworthy News is the series of Shining World Leadership presenting Miss Tracy McQuarter, an American nutritionalist who co-founded the Black Vegetarian Society of New York. We'll just answer the cat's knock and come back. Please stay tuned for more valuable news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, celebratory news for a rejoicing world. And now for our series of Shining World Leadership segment on an American vegan chef, author, and nutritionist who led the first federally funded program to introduce low-income communities to the plant-based diet.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
We'll be right back. Ms. Tracy McQuarter, a nutritionist based in Washington, D.C., USA, is devoted to helping people achieve vibrant well-being through following the plant-based diet. Ms. McQuarter, herself a vegan for 20 years, is co-founder of the Black Vegetarian Society of New York and has been a lead speaker in more than 100 seminars on the benefits of the animal-free diet.
In 2008, Ms. McQuarter directed the Vegetarian Society of D.C.'s Eat Smart program, which was funded by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. This was the nation's first federally financed and community-orientated vegan nutrition project. It focused on introducing residents of low-income areas to the health advantages of the plant-based diet. In addition, participants were shown how to shop for and prepare nutritious cruelty-free meals. The success of Eat Smart was so great that 250 people were on a waiting list to join it.
Also a chef and author, Ms. McQuarter has written By Any Greens Necessary, which was released on May 1st, 2010 by Lawrence Hill Books. Containing recipes and tips for transitioning to the plant-based diet, the book has been highly praised in various reviews. Information can be accessed at buyanygreensnecessary.com. Ms. McQuarter has been interviewed numerous times in newspapers and on television, in which she explained the many benefits of the animal-free diet. Our heartfelt gratitude, Ms. Tracy McQuarter, for your multitude of praiseworthy endeavors. With all God's blessings, may you assist more and more individuals to realize that everything is to be gained by adopting the earth-saving, compassionate lifestyle. Let's join in laughter with a joke told in Slovenian entitled Breatharian Talk.
Mislim, da sem se zredil, se ti zdim debel? Ne, zakaj? Bojim se, da sem se prenadihal v zadnje čase.
And now for our viewers' heartlines on vegetarianism in Judaism on our noble lineage.
Great show! May from Holy Land.
Oh my goodness, this made me cry a little. This show brought me peace. Thank you. Laura from USA.
Compassionate May and Laura, your comments are much appreciated. We are happy you enjoyed this show, which demonstrates that humans' role as the guardians of the divine animal kingdom is at the very root of Judaism, with heaven's light and our love.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your presence on Noteworthy News.
May celestial melodies soothe your heart and elevate your spirit.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Foreign ministry delegates from Azerbaijan and United Arab Emirates sign an agreement to ease travel between their countries by waiving visas for diplomatic passport holders.
Chinese President Hu Jintao visits Kazakhstan and meets with President Nursultan Nazarbayev to sign agreements furthering cooperative ties first established 18 years ago in areas of trade, economy, energy, culture, and others.
Hundreds of volunteers from across Ohio and other U.S. states arrive with shovels and brooms to help tornado victims in the northwestern part of the state rebuild their communities.
Despite 30-foot-high waves in the waters of the Indian Ocean, French vessel Ile de la Réunion successfully rescues American teen Abby Sunderland, whose shipmast collapsed during her solo sailing journey around the world.
The sight of Britain Mary McCall is successfully restored after being the first person in the UK to receive the eye stent, a tiny titanium tube implanted in the eye to relieve fluid pressure from the condition known as glaucoma that could otherwise lead to blindness.
Egyptian Health Minister Hatem El-Gabali and Alexandria's Governor Adil Labib sign a declaration to ban smoking in all public places in the city within 2 years to provide an example of health for the rest of the country.
The government of New Zealand is donating an additional $2 million to the Community Development Program Settling In to help migrants and refugees become naturalized citizens.
visiting Alexis or Vietnamese Vice President Professor Nguyen Thế Dong meets with the Crown Prince of Qatar, His Royal Highness Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani, where she conveys her country's interest in developing bilateral relations in many fields.
Botswana's President Seretse Khama Ian Khama meets in Cuba with President Raul Castro, where various cooperative agreements were signed, including a memorandum of understanding for assistance to his country from Cuban medical personnel.
Around 750 Moroccan and international artists, including Syrian star Sabah Fakhri and renowned French singer Camille, participate in the 16th Festival of the World Sacred Music in Fes, Morocco.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWM.